Today is such an emotional day on the Brett Magus Show. I feel like everyone's been crying the entire show. If you've been part of the Y98 family, I'm sure you've heard, but if you haven't, we lost Jen Myers. She was 49 years old, extremely long battle with cancer. Kevin got the text message yesterday in the middle of the show. Yeah. It was interesting so we honor Jen today on today's show and share her stories. It's interesting that Kevin had gotten the text message about Jen because AB yesterday had a day planned out well in advance that she was going to spend the day closer to God, and then got a day, I think, we all needed to be closer to God.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what your day looked like yesterday and what you were doing.
Yeah. So I go to this Bible study at Omen Coffee downtown, and like, I'll shout them out a million times. I think what they're doing is amazing. But they were talking about the importance of the Sabbath and how if the devil can't make us sin, he'll make us busy. And I was like, whoa, that is like,
that's powerful.
Yeah, that's very powerful. I was like, there's a lot of times I just feel too busy for God, and I'll do like I'm going to do my 2-minute devotional and just go to bed or do something like that. So I was like, okay, I'm really going to take the time and like do like a true Sabbath, which I don't think I've ever done ever. And most people think that like has to be Sunday, you know, you go to church and then whatever, but it really can be any day you make it. And I wrote down a bunch of rules for myself that I had to follow.
Oh, wow.
I'll read a couple of them.
You created these rules, though.
I created these rules. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of whatever works for you. Like, you kind of have to come up with your own routine. But this is just kind of what I did yesterday. I can't do any work after work, and that includes chores like laundry, shopping, dishes, all that kind of stuff. No social media, no TV, no phone games, which is very hard for me. No secular music, stay off my phone for as long as possible, and be in constant conversation with God and enjoy his creation.
So, were you able to do it?
I did it. Right after work, I like shut my phone off. When I got home, I put my phone in a drawer in my bedroom, and I was like, okay, I don't need to be on this really at all.
I felt bad because there was a couple of work text messages that came through and that AB was on, and I knew she was doing it. And I was like, oh man, I feel bad that we've like, I group texted Hannah and AB on something I needed from social media wise. And then there was a lot of group text messages.
And I didn't get any of them.
I did not feel bad because I knew that she was going to stick to the Sabbath.
But then I also realized that like, that's part of it. That's on her to look away from her phone and the temptations that are happening.
Yeah.
So then I didn't feel bad anymore.
So I kind of just got home. I read my Bible for a little bit. I took a little nap. I went to this park near my house and went on like a 2-hour walk just with God, like in silence, which I am like so bad about silence. Every time I was driving, I made sure to drive the exact speed limit because I was really trying to like just slow down my day, like not be in a hurry at all. And that was really hard. And people around me were getting very irritated, like on the highway.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. I don't think God needs to be annoying.
Well, it's just like a testament to like, you're always rushing to get to the next thing. And I'm like, there is absolutely no rush. I had no concept of time. Because I didn't have my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was on my walk, like in the middle of these woods, I was like, I hope it doesn't get dark and I get lost, but okay. But my best friend did her Sabbath a couple days ago, and she like went on a drive with God and was listening to worship music. And she was like, God, I invite you into my car, and her passenger seat immediately lit up.
Shut up. Oh. That's freaky.
Oh, wow.
And she immediately texted me and was like, what are you doing right now? I'm coming over. And I was like, okay. It was like 8:30 or 9 at night, which is my bedtime.
Well, homegirl needs to get off her phone.
Yeah.
Well, she was like, I have to tell you what just happened. And she like walked into my house basically in tears, like, God is in my car. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't get any cool signs from God like that yesterday. Maybe next time. I'm really trying to do this once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you like it?
I really did like it. But it is like, I get in
my
head about...
Did you find it challenging?
I get in my head about like, am I doing it right? Like, am I really slowing down? Am I doing this for the right reasons? Like, I just get in my head about all that stuff.
What do you mean by that though? Like, what would be the wrong? Like, what would make it wrong?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Like, the rules aren't strict enough, or the rules aren't the right rules.
I mean, yeah, or you feel like, I mean, hey, there's a reason why in the Bible he said we need the Sabbath. We need that day of rest. This is that day of rest. And you just unfortunately have never really
I think it's very hard for me to rest. So even when I was like laying in my bed reading my Bible, I'm still like thinking about other things and doing it. So I'm like, oh, I'm not like doing it right. But I know like this is my first time ever doing it. It's only going to get better. But
the fact that you set aside that time to like get closer to God is already like such a big important step that I think you should be proud of yourself for and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even like on my walk, I was like, okay, God, like, I've kind of run out of things to say. I'm like, what do you got for me? Like, I don't know. It's just like learning to hear God's voice because I'm not in silence really ever.
Yeah.
And so
I think most of us are, whether you're religious or not, or you're having conversations with God, whatever your choices are, it is a constant reminder. We live in a world that is busy with social media and entertainment. And so we are constantly on the go and moving at lightning speed and just slowing down and taking a deep breath and appreciating the things and the people around us on a day that I think, especially after we lost Jen, to reminding us those loved ones and those connections, that's what really matters in life. That's the really important stuff, but it's hard. And so what a cool and awesome way to take a deep breath and just kind of respect the peace and silence that we all need. Mm-hmm. Glad you were able to do that journey, because I think most of us on the show would not be able to do this journey. We appreciate you sharing, AB, and let us know if you continue to keep doing it. We're still commercial free, by the way, on the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate you honoring Jen Myers all morning long on Y98 St. Louis. We miss you, Jen.